allowing yourself to relax and settle in with your experience, your present moment experience, whatever that is for you in this moment. A little bit of relaxation at the beginning can support our being able to connect. But sometimes what we notice is that we're not relaxed, and that's okay too. If it's a struggle to relax, can there just be simply, oh, what's here right now is there's tension. And maybe that acknowledgement can help you to land just with how you are in this moment. Being with ourselves, being with how we are in this moment, that is one way to understand mindfulness practice. Receiving how the body is, sensations in the body, receiving how the mind is, moods, thoughts, emotions. And it is possible for this simple receiving to be our mindfulness practice. To practice mindfulness, to be aware of what's happening in the present moment. We don't have to choose something to pay attention to. And yet it can be supportive at times. And so this evening I'll guide a little bit of attending to the body and breath. But receiving the body and breath more than trying to hook to it and hold on to it. And so opening to the body, the sensations in the body, the uprightness of the body, maybe just aware of the sitting. Sit and know that you're sitting. A simple way to connect with the body. As you sit and know that you're sitting, what sensations in the body are obvious? What sensations are most available to be aware of? It might be contact points of hips or hands or feet. It might be a broader sense of the body, a vibratory, energetic kind of experience. Or perhaps the breath. Maybe there can be a receiving of the breath, kind of a settling back and letting the breath come to you. Being curious about what experience, what sensations that are already happening are connected with breathing. What sensations let you know that breathing is happening? And again, it may be really simple. It may just be a simple expansion and contraction of the rib cage. Or it might be the movement of the abdomen. Or maybe sensations in the nostrils or mouth and throat. Settling back and receiving sensations connected with breathing. Breathing in and knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out and knowing that you're breathing out. And exploring the possibility of relaxing while breathing, relaxing with the breathing. Sometimes the breathing can be relaxing. That can support the practice. There can also perhaps be this support to have the intention to relax while breathing. What does that mean? To be relaxed and breathe. What is that experience? While connecting with breathing in a relaxed way. We're not kind of diving in or aiming to try to see anything particular about the breath, but just receiving what's already easily available to be received about the breath. It is quite natural for the attention to also be aware of some things around the breath. Other experiences happening at the same time. So you might be aware of the breath and hearing, for instance, hearing my voice. Or perhaps aware of the breath and other sounds that might be around you in your space. There's no need to push those other experiences away. The breath and hearing is happening. Or perhaps other body sensations are clear at times, maybe a strong sensation in your knee or your foot happens, and you can be aware of that and the breath. So we don't have to fight. If something else comes up with the breath and the breath, or perhaps a mood or emotion comes up or a thought and the breath. This and practice and the breath. Supports or inclines us more to a stepped back or relaxed receiving of experience, attuning to the breath, but also allowing other experience to come in at the same time. You don't have to focus on the other experiences, but you also don't have to push it away. And the breath. And the breath. And there will be a time when the mind wanders away from the present and forgets the breath, forgets being mindful. Of course, that will happen. And equally, at some point, there'll be a remembering of this intention to be connected to experience. And that remembering of that intention, that is a moment of mindfulness again. So it's probably helpful to just in that moment remember or take in, aware again, I'm here. And if it's supportive, inclining towards a relaxation, receiving whatever is obvious, perhaps as it feels useful or supportive, reconnecting with the breath. And so it can be a very gentle return to attending to the breath when we're using it as a kind of a home base for our practice. There's no need to rush back, to yank the mind back to the breath after a wandering. Let yourself settle, connect, relax, remember. And then perhaps allow the breath to come back in, receiving the breath, whatever else arises, hearing and the breath, body sensation and the breath, thoughts, emotions, and the breath. The breath can be a very gentle connection to the present, allowing us to remember and to open. To the experience of the present moment around the breath.